Hey guys, welcome to the Martial and Healing Arts channel. I'm Rafe Kelly, founder of Evolve Move Play. I'm extremely excited to be sponsoring this channel. Martial and Healing Arts have been key aspects of embodiment and self-cultivation for thousands of years. I have some of my best friends in the industry, Rory Miller, Matt Thornton, Edward Hines, presenting here, and I'm really excited to share what they have to say with you guys. You're gonna love it. So Evolve Move Play is an ecology of practices of movement, mindfulness, nature connection, and community. And within the movement, we have a big emphasis on moving in nature and being able to do parkour. We also like to lift weights and throw things around, but there's a huge aspect of martial arts, and I've been training martial arts since I was 6 years old. So it's really exciting to be able to sponsor this channel in particular. If you're interested in my work, check out my talks on the Main Stage and the Movement Anatomy channel. If you can't get to either of those live, you can check us out at Rafe Kelly on Instagram, get all your awesome embodiment giveaways, and for now, just enjoy this amazing channel. It's gonna be an awesome show.
I'm really honored to announce the session with Moti Nativ, a practitioner of the Feldenkrais method and the master teacher of Bujinkan Budo Taijutsu. He served as the president of the Israeli Feldenkrais Guild and leads the Bujinkan Dojo of Awareness, the Shiki Dojo. Moti is teaching worldwide the synergy of martial arts and the Feldenkrais method. So Moti, without further ado.
Okay. So hi everyone. First of all, you know, just before I say anything, I like to say thank you to all the staff, the team, the people that organized this amazing event. And I'm honored to be here and talk to you about my work, some ideas, and I'm from Tel Aviv, now in Tel Aviv. Israel is now in a, what we call a lockdown. So I'm locked down in my home. I cannot take you to my dojo and meet you there. So this is my son's small room, but I think that it will be enough for us for the talking and moving. So, and also, we have all kind of electricity problems here those few days, and because they do some constructions in my neighborhood. So if I'll disappear, don't forget me, and please know that I love you. Okay. My presentation is with this title, The Paradox of Unstable Stability. Maybe it's a little bit threatening to some people, but actually we'll immediately know that this is about the natural action of our body, okay? I wrote down things. I will try to keep up with the points I want to bring up. So in this workshop, I will talk about all kind of principles that and some terminology of balance and stability, and also I'd like us to move and do some things to experience something in our body. So, you see, I came to this term, this idea of the paradox. It's, I follow Moshe Feldenkrais, Dr. Moshe Feldenkrais, that he wrote in one of the days, he wrote an article in the Budokai Bulletin in London, and under the title of Better Judo. And he starts with this idea. He says, wow, you look at the judo expert, and it's kind of a paradox because he is using the his body in an unstable position or unstable situation. And I looked at this and I say, wow, yeah, it looks kind of a paradox. And when we talk about the, let's say, definitions of balance, if we take the physics, definitions of the physics, we talk about balance in two ways, what we call stable balance and unstable balance. Okay, I guess it's not new for you, but there is something for me that I understood with the time, because we as teachers, yes, many times we talk to a student and say, hey, keep your balance. Hey, your balance is not so good and so on. But actually, it's about stability. And this is one thing that we have to understand, the terminology. For instance, we might imagine in our, use an image of a pyramid. You see the pyramid, yes? And on top of the pyramid, on the edge, the balance is sitting there. But the pyramid is the stability that protects the balance. Yeah, so this is a, maybe for some people, it's not an habitual terminology, but balance is either you have it or you don't have it. Yes, what you have is stability. And if your stability is strong, then you can protect your balance. I would like to show you something, and then I will go on with my talk. So what I will do, just to explain what I'm talking about, okay, I'm talking about, I will use this thing here, okay? I'm using this, okay? And look, what happened? This body, okay, if you it stands in such position and you start disturbing it, you push it a little bit, you let go, it returns, puff. As you take it up, it returns. What does it mean that the body is returns to the starting position? It means that it has stable balance. If you place it like here, this way, okay, and you disturb it, pop, it moved away. It cannot return to the original position. Small disturbance, puff, and it goes. Okay, so this is a very basic way to understand that the way we are holding the body, okay, is the meaning of the way we control the balance. But holding the body is about stability. Okay, so this is the way I will use in my talk. Okay, those two kind of making a difference between balance and stability. So so Moshe, when he talked about the unstable, about the judo expert that is using his body in an unstable position, meaning that every disturbance he's moving away. He's not staying in the same place. He's moving. So if we go on and we talk about the idea of dynamic stability, meaning that we are in such stability that is acquired by movement. Stability that acquired by movement. Again, it sounds a little bit, strange for some people, but because usually when you say stability, okay, you think about a pyramid. Oh, it's stable, you know, it cannot move. But we, all of our daily action, we have to be unstable because we have to move. Okay? And when I worked with the elderly community, I was really going deep into this struggle they have, struggle that I call it the fear of falling. Yes, the fear of falling, meaning they need to be able to create such stability that they will not fall when they move. Okay, and sometimes they say, okay, you know, I don't do it because I'm afraid to fall. And I say, okay, you have to learn something. Okay, so actually there are three, I would call it motivators, that brought me to work or to focus on the idea of balance and stability. Okay. First of all, I was influenced by Dr. Moshe Feldenkrais. It's not first of all, but one thing that happened, I told you just now how he looked about being unstable when you have good control on your body. And you all, you know, if you're a martial artist, you understand what I'm talking about. And Moshe, in his book, Higher Judo, he used this concept of dynamic stability, not just as a concept, but as something that we achieve from judo training, from martial art training. We achieve dynamic stability. We are always balanced by moving. You see, you're not balanced by being stuck in one place, you're balanced by moving. And for instance, in his book that some of you read, the Lucy Vobrius, Moshe Feldenkrais wrote that human posture, in spite of the implications of static posting, is actually dynamic equilibrium. Okay, a posture is good if it can regain equilibrium after a large disturbance. So think about being standing, being pushed, and react. How do you react? You either fall or you move, and you gain your equilibrium, maybe in another place. Okay. Then, and this maybe we can say, okay, this is theory. Practically, yes, I'm a martial artist. I practice in the Bujinkan school. And the Bujinkan school is, for me, you know, I know I did all kind of martial arts, Krav Maga, boxing, judo, and so on, so on. So Bujinkan school is a speciality. And I think this speciality comes from the master, from Atsumi, Soke Masaki Atsumi. And he brought into our training some concepts that we should be aware of them. Again, maybe it sounds like a theory. One concept that he used is what we call kaname. Kaname meaning pivot. You always need to know your pivot point. Okay, and it means that whatever you do, there are always points, there are all pivot points on your way. Sometimes we kind of miss, we don't use them good enough, but if we understand a pivot point in a technique means that this is the point that you can change. You can change direction, you can slow down, you can speed up, but you need all those pivot points, the kaname. Another very interesting is what he called, again, I use the Japanese term, but I will explain the what we call ishi tobashi. Ishi tobashi is the skipping stone. Skipping stone, you know, when you go to the water, you take a stone, you throw it in the water, pop, 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 it jumps. What does it mean? So you see that all the time the stone has the right rhythm, the right speed, and the right pivot points on the way, it will keep on going. At the moment it loses the speed, loses the movement, it will sink. Okay, but we are not jumping on the water, we are on a solid surface, right? A solid surface, meaning that we can, if we understand the concept, if we keep on moving and finding our pivot points, and we keep on the rhythm and the speed, and show the direction and so on of the movement, we can keep on going, we can actually be balanced. Okay? You see, so balance is about movement. Yeah, that's what I say. So balance is something that is connected, and movement is about stability. Okay? And what happened, I will share with you something. So what happened to me after I came to those points with the Feldenkrais, with the Bujinkan school, I said, wow, you know, I need to do something. So I wrote an article about dynamic stability. But when I gave it to the publishers, they did not accept it. I mean, there were so many comments because the terms I used, the terminology, was not understood. And I had to, and then after a while, I put it to the side. I didn't throw it to the garbage. But what happened, the third motivator, I would say it, came on my way. And it came in a way of a brain stroke. I got this, what we call brainstorm. And and so I used my martial arts, I used the Feldenkrais, I used what I have, and I was in a process of relearning, how to move, how to walk, and especially it was about protecting my balance, creating my stability again. And I'm lucky, you know, I went through it, you know, maybe something stayed in my body, but I'm okay, everything went there. But what I discovered, that one thing that really helped me to recover was my my habit was to fall, because in our martial arts, in judo and in Bujinkan, we fall all the time. So it was easy for me to fall. And suddenly I found out that falling is the last result of stability. I mean, and if you fall okay, you're safe. And it helped me a lot in my rehabilitation. And I came to this point that I can write again. So I wrote this article again, and if you go to my website, you'll find it there. Yeah. So what I would like, I will keep on talking, but this is first, it's okay for us because everybody is sitting on the chair. So maybe we should do some movements and try to get some ideas about stability and balance. So what I ask you, please, is to stand up on your feet. Okay. So I will do it also, but it's okay. I can just sit and talk. But what I ask you, first of all, if you remember this example that I used, okay, so just to, first of all, we look at this example and we create it with our body, meaning I can spread my legs, bend my knees, stand, and look, I'm very at this position, my head is okay, everything's okay, I'm balanced, okay, and if someone will push me from the side, I will puff, you see? So what you would like to do here in this position, kind of shift your weight, let's say, to your left leg. I don't know if you see my, if it's my, as my leg, and you can raise your right leg and pop, you fall back. You see, it's not so easy even to move. If someone is pushing me, pop, see? See, this is what we did with this little chair, okay? Yeah. And so we copied the chair for a moment, just to sense what does it mean that being stable. Now I'm stable. If someone pushes me, not too strong, yes, but it will push me a little bit, I will return to the same position. Okay, and now I would go to kind of a erect position, a natural stance. And now, look what happened. If someone is pushing me, already I'm about to lose my balance. And maybe I have to do this step. So you can try a little bit to sense how you start losing your balance and you need to step. Or if you want to fall, you open your leg. So there are two ways you see. One is by moving, okay? And the other one is by going down suddenly, not to fall, and so on. So, okay, so I just wanted you to sense, first of all, the very basic thing here that we did with the chair. Okay, so what we want to do now is stand in your natural stand, in natural position, what we call Shizen Tai, okay? Shizen Tai, meaning that your knees are free, yeah? You have free knees, okay? You're not erected, your shoulders are free, your arms are free, your feet are parallel, about parallel, okay? You see, and how do you know that you are in a natural stance? I can tell you one idea. How do you know that you're natural stance? Meaning that you can start walking with no preparation. You see, you can even go backwards. Yeah, you can turn yourself and walk to the side. You see, that if you are in this Shizen Tai position, your natural stance, you should be able to move with no preparation. This is the test of a position. If I would stand, for instance, if I stand like this position as we did before, and now I want to walk, would you like to walk like this? No. What you would like to do is to change your position to walk normally. So sometimes, you see, the first thing people should know, should remember from time to time, their natural position. Maybe, you know, we have all kind of pain in the body. Then the reason is because we do not use our natural position. We're always in kind of stress. You like to be free to move. Okay. If you're tired, yes, you can go and sit, but I will keep on going because we don't have much time. So what I would like us to do now, as you are in your natural position, okay, start shifting your weight now, very slowly to the left foot. Okay, we turn to the center. Then shift your weight to your right foot. Now, what we want to listen, to pay attention, to be aware. When I go to the left, I sense that I shift my weight over on the left foot. But do I listen to what is happening in my right foot? Okay, let's do a few times. You go to the left, move, shift your weight to the left foot, to the left side, and pay attention at the same time what is happening to your left foot and to your right foot. You see that there's a point that you maybe can sense how you shift your weight. You place all of your weight on your left foot, while your right foot becomes light. Okay, let's do the same thing to the right side. Shift your weight to the right and try to pay attention at the same time to your left foot. Okay. And now pay attention to the way you are. Let's do it from one side to the other. I mean, go to the left gently, go to the right. Pay attention that you keep your knees in a kind of spring. Your knees are not stretched. You do everything with soft knees. You see, soft knees, your knees are soft. Yeah, and maybe you find yourself moving to stand once on your left foot, and you can let your right foot raise from the floor, and then you go to the right foot, and you let your left foot go up from the floor. See, it's very simple thing, but what is happening now for us is that we protect our balance as we move. This is, you might say, stability. So the movement, the controlled movement of the body is you are able to do it because you know stability. It's not about balance, it's about stability. Look. Okay, so please sit. We continue soon. So the basic thing for us in everything we do, and if, for instance, we talk in martial arts, we talk a lot about kamae, okay, stances. We have all kinds of stances, but the stances, if you look at them from this perspective that we are talking about, the stances are those positions to move from, not to be there, to move from. Okay, and if you, yeah, Sometimes it's like this. We take a very strong position. Everything is, yeah, but we have to move from there. Yeah, because to stand there is very nice, but this is one thing. Okay, you know the position, but how you organize your body. And this is about the way you are aware of the environment. Okay, now we understand. I'm talking about not just about the movement, it's about the environment. Okay, because in our positioning, moving, and so on, what is important, how we are connected, how we respond to the changing environment. I can tell you, even in a, you know, maybe it sounds a little philosophical, but when you move, you change the environment. You are here, and then you are here. Everything changed. Yeah? So movement is about change. Okay? So, yeah, we do it during all our daily activity. We move. But are we aware about our effect on the environment? So when we talk about dynamic stability, we talk about balance, it's nice words, and maybe you can even do it. I mean, you can stand on one leg, you can and so on, but the important part is to do it in the right time. So everything is connected to timing. I mean, okay, I'm standing here, I can practice this movement, but I need to be able to do those movements under, let's say, a stress, under emergency situation. Yeah, so this is actually, when we do martial arts, yeah, we improve ourselves from this aspect, because we do our movement under some, let's say, threat, okay? So if you're able to do a movement under a threat, you would be able to do it with no threat, but still and so many times when we look at our training of martial arts, we think a lot about the techniques, about the all kind of fast movements and sometimes very tricky techniques and so on. But the important part for us is to become better, to use better our body for the daily use, because, you know, we go out from the dojo. What is important, not what is happening in the dojo, is important. Yes, it's fun. We do it, we are strong, but we go out. And so, you know, many times I say to my students, if I teach you something and you go out from the dojo and you leave it here, you didn't do anything. You have to take it with you. Okay? Okay, so I return, I connect, everything is connected again to stability and balance. Because in your life, if you don't have stability, balance, and I remind you, we talk about the support, the pivot point, yeah, the continuation of a movement. If you don't have this, you cannot do anything. You need support to do something. You need stability to do something, okay? So dynamic stability is always connected to support. Meaning, if I go back to the paradox that I'm talking about, we talk about unstable. Unstable is your ability to move yourself to a better place, to better support. Yeah? And So what we call the paradox of unstable stability, yes, is actually, like I say, it's no paradox. It's just that we have to learn it. We have to be able to do it. Okay. I say that we go back to movement. Okay. Yeah. So we are in good timing now. Please come and come again to stand on your feet. Okay. So I'm doing it, but a little bit with you. Okay. So we already know one thing. We know to shift the weight from one leg to the other. Pay attention to the way we are organized, meaning we are in such a nature of positioning that we can say, okay, this is natural. Natural, meaning there's no stress. Everything is moving as we are always ready to do the next thing. You see, in movement, we have, when we talk about movement, we have what I say, the past of the movement, the future of the movement, and the future of the movement. Okay? Past, present, future of a movement. Now, what does it mean, a future for movement? I would say it in a maybe, again, opposite way of thinking. If you do a movement and it doesn't have a future, why do it? Okay, and how you create a future for your movement? By dynamic stability, by finding support. Okay, if you do a movement and there's no continuation for the movement, what kind of movement you do? So we have to be, we have to know in every movement, there is a future if you give it the conditions for the future of the movement. Okay? Okay, so as we stand, and I remind you that we already have to almost every day take a few seconds to position ourselves in the natural stance, in the Shizentai. Not just stand and say, oh, I'm in Shizentai. See if it's there. This is awareness. This is the concepts of the Fadikai's method, okay, and also Bujikan school. We have to be with full awareness of our position. Now, what we would like to do is, as we stand, turn the right heel to the right. Okay, I will show you down here. Okay, this is the position of my feet. And now I take the right heel, I turn it to the right, and I return. See, I don't move my left foot. I just move my right heel to the right. So I lift my heel a little bit, over the ball of my right foot, okay? And just give the right heel a turn to the right. Now, but what I'm showing you that when I turn my right heel, at the end of the movement, I shift my weight. Look, and we turn. So, well, let's do it a few times so you will get the idea. You turn your right heel to the right, and you shift your weight to lean on, you shift all your weight on your right foot. And we turn. Now, I do it already with this thing. It's, look, my right heel is turning, my chest is turning, my shoulders are turning, my head is turning. Look, if you do the 90 degrees of your right foot, actually you turn your head, your face to the left each time. See? And this is a thing for us. You turn your foot to look to the left. You turn the right heel and you can look to the left side. Okay? Okay, let's do it a few times with the left heel. We turn the left heel to the left and let our body, let's say, react to such movement. But what we would like to feel that every time that you turn your left heel now to the left, you can look to the right. Okay, so keep on, if you want to rest, but you see, the idea is now that we start sensing what does it mean to use the support. You see, I'm using my support, I'm using my foot. I actually emphasize the idea of a pivot point, meaning I'm turning my heel using the pivot of on my the ball of my right foot. I'm turning my heel to the right, but the, let's say, the hidden thing here is that I'm turning my right heel and actually I'm looking to the left. Now think, when I work with the elderly community, if they stand and they learn how to turn the heel to the right, they can easily look to the left. Think about people that have a pain in the neck, that, you know, the body, but is a little bit stiff. Yes, suddenly, is to kind of get freedom in the body by turning the heel. Suddenly, I would say, even for some people, it opens up the world. You turn your heel to the right, and suddenly everything is clear for you. You can see what is around you. See? All by turning the heel. Okay? And again, how this is connected? It's connected to what we talk about, is that to do such movement, you need to be unstable, to do it freely. If you are too much, let's say, bring yourself to a stable position, which is good, sometimes we need stable positions, yes, it's hard for you to turn, your body. But now, okay, we continue. Please come up to stand. So we started from the natural stance, okay, and we shift weight, okay, and now as we turn the right heel to the right, and I kind of let all my body sink and stand very clearly on the right foot, what's happening to the left foot? We already looked at it today, how we shift the weight to the right foot by turning the heel. Okay, I'll show you this. Okay, look, I turn the heel. I actually sit on myself, you see? Look at the left foot. The left foot is light. Then you return, Okay, you can do it also to the left side. You turn to the heel to the left. Lean all of your body. your body as you sit, as if you sit on a chair in a bar. Yeah? But look, this is light. Okay, and you can do it once to the right. It's important to bring yourself to such position that you are very clear, organized with all of your body, your knee, your buttocks, your hip joints, everything, your head, you see? Look, everything, I turn, I look, and I lift the leg. And I return, I lift the leg. Now, okay, so here we come to this point, and this is about what we like, is to use this turn to lift the leg, and when you take it down, you place it in another. You place it in another point. Look. I turn, okay, lift my leg, puff, place it here. Turn the other leg, okay, lift the leg, turn it here. So suddenly, I'm moving. Yeah, and if you think, and if you're ready, you can do it quite fast. You can turn, puff, and take it. Take the foot. Okay, and we like to go on because the time is running and I want to be sure that you understand what you learned. What you learn now is actually, if you know to turn the heel, when I know how to turn the heel, when I stand here and look, okay, I can also step and turn the heel. Yeah, you see I'm here. This was the way we did it. Now I step and I turn. I step and I turn. So first you step anywhere you want. You turn the heel and suddenly you change something very important here because you are in what we call this control of stability and control of your balance. Okay, so you understand this. So what we would like to do is do it this way. You can, as much as I didn't have much space here, but you can do 1, 2, 3 steps. Look. I step, I turn the heel, and I change direction. And with the time, you can do it quite fast. You know, you can almost can go, but as the foot is down, you can turn. Look, there are many ways to do what I'm showing you now, but this is one important way because now, look, I walk toward you, I put my foot, I turn the heel, and I walk there, turn the heel, I walk there. So suddenly, this is a very clear example of, okay, dynamic stability, meaning you move to this one direction, you place your foot, you turn the heel, and your body is turned to the other way, and you go in another way, yeah? And so we touched on the idea of pivot point, support point. We touched on change of your action. If you thought about this skipping stone, yeah, you move like a skipping stone on the foot, but then you change to the other direction, okay? And it's all, I took the very simple things here, but this is something that it comes, your ability comes from your stability, from the unstable stability, from stability in motion. I mean, you are in movement and you can change directions, okay? And even with the time, it will be very fast. You step and you turn, okay? And again, and if you think about what happens here, you move and your balance is safe, okay? Sure, there are situations that you will lose your balance. Then you have to do your steps, you're walking a little faster, okay? I can keep on talking about 2 days, but I think that, I don't know, if people want to ask questions, if I'm here, I'm ready to answer any questions. Okay.
There are no questions from the attendees, but I can ask you as everyone. Okay, would you say that the higher the stability, the lower the mobility, and vice versa?
What you said, the higher the stability. Well, this is. It seems that stability and mobility, they go one against the other, but. Like I said, stability doesn't mean that you have to be in such a condition that your mobility is cut. I mean, you cannot move. Mm-hmm. And that's what I show you today. Sure, people can, you know, after a very hard training, people can move, you know, even with very low pelvis, yeah, bent knees and so on. But normal people, you see, we use stability if we use it in the right way. Again, like I said, you have the pivot point, you have the support, okay? You have the skill, like I give you today, the example of turning the heel. You turn the heel, if you know how to turn the heel and make the connection from the foot all the way to the shoulders, to the head, it doesn't matter. You can find the way to move. Mm-hmm. I agree. Generally, yes. If you want to stand, if you take stability with the idea of, okay, I'm not moving, then you will not move. Yeah, but if you take stability to move, then for instance, I'm sitting on a chair, it seems that chair is, wow, you know, I'm sitting, yeah, but chair is very dynamic, you know, I have support, you know, I place my feet in the right way, you see, I can turn my heel and move away. You just sit, you move, you sit and you turn your heel and suddenly you have directions.
So, yeah, really, this is a very, very subtle way of thinking about it. So basically, when we want to move, we have to compromise the stability, but the movement itself is giving us like a dynamic stability in the movement. So just by moving, we are actually gaining a new state of stability, right?
Yeah. So okay. This is the paradox. The paradox is that if you are skilled and you use your body in a good way, you can be what we call unstable. You can say, okay, I'm free. That's why we did today. We looked at the natural stance. You should be in such a nature of stance. I mean, it doesn't matter what you do. Even when I'm sitting, I should be in a natural stance, okay, yes, to be able to move, yeah?
Okay, we will have to wrap out now. And just before I give you the last word to just give you the final tip to be more with your body, I have to make a few announcements.
Okay.
So the next session, it's going to start in 3 hours on this channel, is Existence as a Protest, Path Towards an Inclusive World with Sam Tetiel. I hope I pronounced correctly.
Okay.
In between, people, I guess you're all just glued to the screen for hours, so There are coffee breaks. You can join them through the portal, but also do move, get away from the screen for a while, drink something, and just, you know, you have to do something for your body, not just for the brain. You will also see a link for the Facebook group where you can join the discussions about the presentations. And also you have the website of the Moti, so you can see all the details and also the article that he presented today. And of course, if you are a little bit like me, you are just under so much pressure to see so many materials, and despite the fact that they're open for 48 hours, it's impossible to see them all. So consider purchasing the library of the recordings. And with them, it's not just the recordings, which is just would be a huge pile of 1,000 sessions that there is no way to get through. You're also getting a learning list, so we can go structurally through the material and really like almost like a university approach, you can go within your own time. Also, you get audio files, which will help you to just listen on the go while you're driving or running or whatever. And the session cheat sheet notes, where you can just go through the notes if you don't have time to really just watch the presentations. Have in mind that the price will go double after the conference. So during the conference, it's 50% off the real price. And just by upgrading, you will be giving yourself a huge gift, and also to all the people that you influence, the people around you. And also you will be enabling those that cannot do it, cannot buy it. You will be enabling them to watch it for free. So now we're going to get back to Moti, and yeah, just wrap it up in a sentence. What would be your the best tip to just be with your body?
Look, I say that we talk about awareness. Awareness is not just a word, is something that we can do, but we have to improve it. Meaning, whenever you do something, look at yourself. Look at yourself, pay attention to yourself. And like I said today, for instance, today, this was the example, you know, you shift weight from one leg to the other, but it's easy to sense the leg that you put your weight on, but what happened with the other leg? Mm-hmm. What happened with your shoulder? What happened to your breathing? There's so many things. So we like to improve our awareness. And awareness, we can improve at any age, and any condition an awareness is improving the movement. So movement improves awareness, and awareness improves the movement.
Okay? Thank you. Thank you so much. And I do hope that we will have the chance in a better time to maybe have like a seminar, as you said, with Dean, maybe somewhere in Europe. I would just love it. I am an Aikido practitioner, but I like what he does, and I really would love to see you together. Okay. Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you for helping me.
Very subtle, but very, very interesting lecture for me as a martial artist, especially. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you, everyone.
Bye.
See you. Bye.